So we are on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. As requested yesterday, we just want to briefly recap some of the principles that we've been discussing the last couple of days, as Larry requested yesterday, and how it fits in with the Mishnah. There is a general question, if we were to be asked in a test. What's the halacha when the Edim say, I don't know? That's the very simple question. The answer is not so simple. We must distinguish between the bedikos and the chakiris. The chakiris, as we well know, are the time and location questions, and the bedikos are all the other circumstances, like what was the weather, what was he wearing. Now, why the chakira is always more significant, as we've discussed many times, and the Gemara, by the way, is going to spell this out in a moment, because you need chakiras for purposes of hazoma. Every eidos must be subject to hazoma. An eidos that's not subject to hazoma is not eidos. Therefore, if you ever ask an aide, what day of the week did this murder take place? And he says, I don't know. Well, that eidos is not subject to hazoma now, because no other eidim can possibly come and say to him, oh, you were with us on that very day. You can't possibly say that. I didn't say which day it was. If that's the case, the eidos is not subject to hazoma, and therefore the eidos is by definition dismissed. Even if it's only one of the Edim who says, I don't know, but at least one of the Edim now is not subject to Hazoma, it's all over. So, with regard to Chakirois, Poshut, no discussion. If one of the Edim, obviously, if two of the Edim, but even if one of the Edim says, I don't know, that Edus is now Botel. However, what about the Bedikois? With a bedikos, we don't mind if he says, I don't know. If you ask him, what color shoes were the murderer wearing? What was the weather? What was the figs on the tree, etc., etc.? If he says, I don't know, then that's fine. Okay, so you don't know. You don't have to know. So why did I even ask? Because I was trying to catch you out. Maybe you'd say they were big and the other eidim say were small. One eid would say it was raining. One eid would say it was sunny. But in the event you say you don't know, that's absolutely fine. Why is it fine? Because your eidos is still subject to hazoma, because at least on the chakirois, you did know. Again, the chakirois, the time and the place, location and time. That's all the simple part. That's when you're talking about a case of two eidim. The complicated discussion we had was, what's the halacha when you have three Edim? Why is three Edim always complicated? Because on the one hand, they came as a group, as a solid unit. On the other hand, I know full well that I don't actually need the third aid. Had two Edim come without the third, and that would have been fine anyway. So therefore, this is always the big question. How does Halacha view a group of Edim that has three in them? Do I view them as one homogeneous unit? And all of the halachas that apply to two Edim apply also to three Edim? Or perhaps not. Three is not the same as two. Three is 2 plus 1. That's a big machloikas. In fact, it's a machloikas that the Gemara called versus Reb Akiva, and let's say we'll call it Reb Shimon. What's this based on? Why is there a discussion? So you'll remember we mentioned it's all based on the pasuk. The pasuk definitely says, and this is rather strange looking pasuk, the Torah says, Al pi shnayim edim, oy shloisha edim, yakum dovo. The matter will be established with two or three edim, with the obvious question being, well, if two edim suffices, why does the Torah have to spell out that three Edim suffice? Obviously, I don't even need three. So there must be some hekesh, some comparison between two and three, and the $64 million question is, what is that hekesh? Reb Akiva says there's a hekesh for everything. Whatever halacha applies to two Edim applies to three as well. So just like in the case of two, if one of the Edim says, "I don't know," well, the Edus is all over. So too in the case of three, which is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Because we might well have said, well, if you don't know, okay, so we can eliminate you, but I've still got two left. Why should I cancel the whole Edus? That is the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, by virtue of the fact that the Torah wrote two or three Edim, it means the Torah is comparing two to three. Whatever the halacha is of two applies also to three. Just like in the case of two, if one doesn't know, it's all over. So too, in the case of three, if one doesn't know, it's all over. However, the Gemara said in conclusion, that's not what our Mishnah was referring to, because our Mishnah clearly spoke about a case, even though it was cryptic, but clearly spoke about a case where the Eidos is Kayom. The Eidos is Kayom. According to Rabbi Akiva, as just mentioned, two and three always have the same halacha. So if two of them say, "I know," and one of them says, "I don't know," the Eidos will not be Kayom, it'll be Bottle. So what did our Mishnah mean when it said the Eidos is Kayom? Says the Gemara in conclusion, and this is where we left off yesterday, we have no choice but to explain to the contrary. Our Mishnah is clearly not following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that two Edim and three Edim and 1,000 Edim, it's all the same thing. No, it is not, our Mishnah holds. Our Mishnah holds that at least with regard to Hazama, if two of them say that we know the exact date, and we know the exact location, we know all the details, and the third one says, I don't know what day it is. Well, then you're not subject to Hazama. That's true. So we'll throw him out. But I'm still left with two Edim, and the two Edim, their Edus is Kayom. Ah, the question would be fine. But at the end of the day, don't I have a Hekesh? Don't I have a Hekesh to compare two to three? Yes, Rav Shimon says the Hekesh is referring to a very specific case. It's not a general rule that all the halachas of two apply to three. No. What is the Hekesh? If one of the Edim is found to be a Korov, a relative, for example, well, that kills off the whole group, both in the case of two and also in the case of three. That's when there's a comparison between two and three, but not with regard to Hazama. What should be the difference? Okay, that's a whole sugya in Makkos. We're not learning Makkos now. So it's true. If a group of Edim, even if it's three Edim, and one of them happens to be a Korov or apostle, so then we say, Botla Miktsasa, Botla Kula, the entire group is disbanded. And if you remember, that's what we left off with yesterday. So how'd you ever have a kiddushin? You have 100 people at the wedding. Well, inevitably, somebody there is going to be a relative. One of them is going to be a brother. One of them is going to be the father. So we said, no, that case is different. Because there, the brother and the father did not intend to be an aid. Happened to be, he was an onlooker. He was an innocent bystander and a spectator. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about three Edim who intended to be an aid. They gave Hasra. They came to testify in Beis Din. That's when we say, if one is out, then they're all out. But when you happen to have innocent bystanders at a wedding, even though they're a relative, that doesn't make any problems because he's not an aid. Yeah, Rabbi Larry, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, what would Rabbi Akiva say if there was a Korov among three Edom?
Definitely. Possible. The whole group is disbanded. He
Why?
compared
But that why? He can't learn two things from the same
not two
Hekesh.
things. He says it's a general rule. Every halacha of two is compared to three. Every halacha. Whatever the halacha is of two, whether it's zaymamin or lying or akhasha or korov or potel, makes no difference. It always applies to three. Reb Shimon says, no, it doesn't.
So how did Rabbi Akiva get married?
No, like we said, because there he wasn't intending to be an aide.
So it's
Everyone
not two to three in every situation. It still
came.
needs kavana. Still needs
No,
kavana.
it is two to three in every single situation where they are eidim. Two also need kavana. There's no difference in that between two and
But we're
three.
saying the loophole in the wedding is that the others don't have kavana.
That's nothing to do with our sugya. That's a general rule because they're not eidim bechlal. But where you have eidim, all the halachas of two apply to three. If one of the two or one of the three is not an aid because he just happens to be an innocent bystander, then this halacha doesn't apply. That's not a difference between two and three. If we get past that stage, yes, he is an aid. Now all of the halachas of two apply to three. So if the father at the wedding says, "I hereby want to be an aid," well, then yes, he's killing off the whole wedding because you've intended to be an aid. You're a Korov. You're clearly now expelled. He's obviously out of the picture. Well, therefore, the whole group is out of the picture. Okay, that is a brief synopsis of what we said until
Yeah,
now.
but why wouldn't they just say to the guy, you can't be an aide, you're a Karov?
Korov is not a non-aid, he's an aid apostle. An aid
No, but
apostle.
if a Karov steps up in any situation, you know in advance and says, I want to be an aide, no, you're not accepted as an aide, you're a Karov.
True, but he did intend. The very fact that he intended to be an aide immediately classifies him as an aide
And
with
apostles the whole thing?
a apostles the whole thing.
So a father can passel a wedding by all this. He says he doesn't want to, he wants to passel this wedding for whatever reason. So he could just stand up and say, I hereby declare myself an aide. Oh, the wedding's off. The whole thing's off.
There are other truths, but according to what we've learned, yes, that would come out. Like I said, Tosas discusses this in Makkos, not with regard to Kiddushin, but with regard to Gerushin. It's the same thing. The whole family go to Beis Din to watch the divorce bill being given over. So the father's there, he's an aid apostle, so that kills off the whole group. The answer is going to be no. He's accompanying his child, but he's not there to testify. Okay, Rabbi, we have a few minutes left. I'd very much like to try and reach the two dots, and that will end Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach this month. Have you got the Gemara where it says Rav Kahana v'Rav Safra? Zok de'elig Gemara, Rav Kahana v'Rav Safra, two very great Amoraim. Tonu Sanhedrin. They learned Masechta Sanhedrin, not in our morning Zoom share. But rather, Bei Rabbo. They learn Sanhedrin in the yeshiva of Rabbo. Poga buhu Romi Bachama. So one day, Romi Bachama met them, Amalahu, and he said to them, tell me, you're learning Sanhedrin in the yeshiva of Rabbo. Mai omritu bo b'Sanhedrin de Bei Rabbo. What do they say about the Masechta Sanhedrin in the yeshiva of Rabbo? Omri lei, so they retorted, they answered back, what do you mean? Umay omrinon bo b'Sanhedrin greater, sir. What do you mean? What do they say in the yeshiva of Rabbah about Sanhedrin? What do they say in any yeshiva? Why are you inquiring about Rabbah's yeshiva? What's so special about Rabbah's yeshiva? It sounds like, this is the way Rashi explains. It sounds like that there's a particular chiddush or a kasha that you have on Sanhedrin that you'd want to know from Yeshiva of Bei Rabba. Otherwise, why are you asking from Yeshiva of Rabba? I mean, ask every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Have a look at Rashi. The Sanhedrin de Bei Rabba, Kloimar, ma chiddush atem oimrim. What chiddush can you tell me, the Sanhedrin in the Masechta Sanhedrin, the base, Odoim, Godoil, Kugoin Rabba? In the yeshiva of a great man like Rabbo, Yesh lachem lechadesh bo harbe. I'm sure he has tremendous chiddushim. Let's hear them. So they said, I don't understand. What do we need to say? And if we wouldn't have learned by this great chacham, what exactly is bothering? What's the kasha? What is it that you're inquiring? It sounds like there's something bothering you. And you want to know what's Rabbah's opinion on the following? On what? What's the kasha? So they then explained, he explained, Rav Chama said, no, I'll tell you what the question was. Omale said, I'll tell you what's bothering me, and Rabbi said, this is the principle that we've been discussing so many times. But here's where the Gemara actually spells it out. There's the Gemara. You know what the question is? He said, my question is Omale, meho diktoni. Because if we learned in the Mishnah, ma bein chakirois lebedikois, the Mishnah posed that question, what is the difference in chakirois and bedikois? And he said, chakirois, the Mishnah said, if echod oimer eini yoideh, if one of them doesn't know, eidus on betelo. And bedikois, however, omar echod eini yoideh, afilu shnayim oimer eini on yoidim, eidus on kayemes, quote unquote. So Romi Bar Chama says, I'll tell you what's bothering me. We have a Mishnah that says, what's the difference between bedikas and chakirois? And you said that the Mishnah says that chakirois, if one of them says, I don't know, well, then it's all over. Eidus on botel. In the case of bedikas, if one of them says, we don't know, eidus on kayemes. That's what the Mishnah says. That is what was bothering me, says Romi Bar Chama. Mechte, after all, idi ve idi doiraisehi. Both of them are dinim doiraise, as we'll see in a moment. Both chakirois and bedikois are derived from the psukim, so why should there be a difference between them? Maishno chakirois, umaishno bedikois. Ah.
Isn't it Zoma?
Yep, that's going to be the answer exactly. So we've been experienced the whole time, but here this is where the Gemara actually spells it out. So Romi Bar Chama says, that's why I was asking, tell me, what did they say in the Yeshiva of Rabbah? They responded, well, why do you need the Yeshiva of Rabbah? Well, what's bothering you? What's the kasha? So he says, I'll tell you exactly what the kasha is. Both bedikas and chakiras are both Torah principles, so why should they have different halachas? Have a look at Rashi. Oh, Doiraisa. Where's it, Doiraisa? Remember that passage that we began this man with? V'dorashto v'chokarto. V'ho Doiraisa. K'datoni le'el. Like we learned before, Nochoin. Nochoin means that they have to be aligned. Sheyehei Nochoin. They've got to be parallel. Which means that Echod Oimar Kelov Shechoirim. If one of them said that his kelim, meaning his clothes, were black, and the other one said it's white, well, then you're in trouble. Now, that's not chakirois. Dahainu bedikois. That is an example of bedikois, not chakirois. And it says it's got to be nochoin. Shayu divrehem mechuvonim. We necessarily require their words to be aligned, and that's all learned from a pasuk, nochoin. So you see that not only the principle of chakiros, but also the principle of bedikos is all learned from the Torah. And if it's all learned from the Torah, why should there be a difference that one of them, in the case of chakiros, if he says, I don't know, the eidos is thrown out. And in the case of bedikos, it's not thrown out. What should be the difference? What did they say in the yeshiva of Rabbah? Answers the Gemara. Yes, this is a principle we've been discussing the whole time. Omale, hochi hashta. This is now the explanation. In the case of chakirois, if Omar echod einyoideya, if one of the maidim said einyoideya, then eidusam betelo. Do you know why? Tahavilo eidus shei ato yochoy. Because it's become eidos, which you can't be mazim. It's not subject to eidos, and we have a golden rule that eidos, which you cannot be mazim, is not eidos. However, bedikos, if Omar echod mehen eini yoideya, eidos on kayemes. There, the eidos is kayom. Why? Because it's eidos sha'ato yochoy lazimo. Because there you can be mazim the eidim. So the fact that he didn't know what color shoes the murderer was wearing doesn't matter. I can still be mazim the eidim because at least with regarding all the chakiros, which was the time and the location questions, he gave definitive answers. That is the difference between the two.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is it possible if a guy, if you say to a guy, what color was his shirt? And he says, it was white. And then somebody steps up and says, how could you tell me what color his shirt was? You were with us on that day.
The criticism will not be on the color of the shirt. The criticism will be, how can you witness Bichlal about the murder? Forget the shirt. How can you say there was a murder? You weren't even there at the time. So then again, we're homing in onto the Chakiris. So that is what they answered Rav Kahana and Rav Safra. That's what they said to Romi Bar Chama. Romi Bar Chama was deeply troubled by this apparent contradiction between Bedikas and Chakiris. That's why he said, I need to ask somebody who learned in the very prestigious yeshiva of Rabbah, and Rav Kahana and Rav Safra gave that teretz. Everything now seems to be answered. So Omar Lohu, so he now said to them, Rami Bar Choma answered back. He said to them, I hochi amritu bo. If this is indeed what he told you, and as you're quoting your Rosh Yeshiva Rabbah, a wonderful distinction, a fantastic pshat, the difference between bedikas and chakiris. I hochi amritu bo. Tuva Amritu Ba. Rabbi Yosef, would you like to translate these following lines?
Yeah, if you said this about Sanhedrin law, you said a great deal about it.
Okay, carry on.
Rami,
Omrile.
we've got a note. Rami Bar Chana tells Rav Kahana and Rav Safra that
Yep.
their answer contains considerable information
Right.
about Sanhedrin law. That's the right one.
Right. Carry on, Rabbi Yosef. Keep on translating.
Sorry, they told
Omrile.
him.
Yep.
They told him. Because of the master's, i.e., goodness, we were able to tell you a great deal about Sanhedrin law. But had we been met with the master's critical harshness, we would not have been able to tell you about it. So Rav Kahan and Rav Safra tell Rami Bar Chana that since the latter was modest and good-natured, accepting their explanation to his question, they were able to tell him a profound explanation that they learned in Rabba's academy. If, however, Rami Bar Chama had opposed their explanation, they would not have been able to tell him anything.
So, in other words, they were impressed by his approach and they said, because you came in a very positive manner, you wanted to genuinely know the answer. So, that's why we were happy to share with you this very profound answer, which, yes, as you quite correctly put it, they said contains a lot of very important chidushim. But had you come not with goodness of heart, but all out guns blazing attack, then we would not have been able to have shared that chidush with you. So, let's have a look at Rashi. Rashi explains everything that Rabbi Yosef just said, She'iyata yochol lahazimam. If you say, I don't know to any of the Chakiras, and you can't be Mazim the Eidim. Bekulu Sheva Chakiras. With regard to all seven Chakiras, Hazoma Ksivi. There's always the principle of Hazoma, which is written in the Torah. Aval Bedikois, Safilu Oimrin Kulam Ein Onu Yoidin. Even if all the Eidim, however many of the Eidim they are, if they say, we don't know, it's fine. It still constitutes Eidos, which is subject to Hazoma. Shahazoma Einotluya Bekach. Because Hazoma, remember we said, even if there's liars, it might be. Imagine they said, yes, we do know what color shoes he was wearing. He was wearing black shoes. And then two other Eidim come and say, excuse me, we saw his shoes. They were not black, they were green. Okay, it's true. They've been proved to be liars. That's not called Zaymamin. Elohak Chosha. That's called, they've been disproven. That's not Zayimim. The Ma'ashayach Imanu HaYisem, it's not possible to come with the world-famous Taina of Imanu HaYisem when you're discussing Bedikas. So Bedikas is never an issue of Hazoma. The whole concept of Hazoma is totally intact, and that's why the Eidos is fine. So they were delighted by this Chiddush, and they said, keep on going in Rashi, Tuva Amritu Ba. Harbe yesh lochem ta'amim bo. There seems to be a lot of good reasoning, a lot of good chidushim in this halacha. So they said, mitivusei demar omri bo tuva, machmas sha'ata toiv. Yes, well, because indeed you are good, va'onav and modest, u'moyedelonu. That's why onu oimrim bo harba. That's why we were happy to expound and explain. But minizuse dema, la'hatris bonu. If you would have come just to be facetious and just to attack, or la'hakshoyis, then lo yoyinu yoydim klum. Then we wouldn't have shared it with you at all. This is, by the way, a very important principle. You may well know the famous story. Somebody came to Reb Chaim Brisker and said to him, "I don't keep Shabbos anymore. I've given up keeping Shabbos, Rachmana Litzlan." "Why is that?" So he said, "Well, because I've got big kashas in Emunah, big questions of faith. And these questions of faith are so troubling that I've just given up." And he said to Reb Chaim, "If Reb Chaim would only answer these questions, okay, maybe I'd reconsider." So Reb Chaim said to him, "One moment, before you even tell me your questions, I want to just ask you one thing. I need an honest answer from you. What happened? Did you have these great questions of Emunah and then you gave up Shabbos? Or did in fact you first give up Shabbos and then you just invented these questions of Emunah?" This person was blown away about by Reb Chaim's genius. And he said, "Well, to be perfectly honest, yes, that's what happened. I gave up keeping Shabbos, and then I came up with these baloney questions of Emunah." Said Reb Chaim Brisker, phenomenal, famous line, "If that's the case, they're not questions, they're answers. I can only answer questions, I can't answer answers." In other words, you're not looking for the truth at all. You're looking for an excuse. You gave up Shabbos, you came up with some baloney questions. Even if I would answer it, you'd come up with something else, or you disagree, or you're not interested in hearing the truth. So it's not a question, it's an answer. That's your answer for not keeping Shabbos. "I'm sorry, I can't answer answers. I can try and answer questions." Somebody who was eating with me on Rosh Hashanah is involved in Kiruv. And he was asking me whatever, some advice or tips. And I said to him, "If you're going to be Oisik in Kiruv, Kiruv Rechaikim, which is a tremendous, tremendous zechus, the number one point that you must be clear on are the people that you're trying to be Makariv, are they interested in you being Makariv them? If you're not, then you're wasting your time. If it's people who are interested, they're looking for answers, they're searching for the truth, yes, then put in all your efforts to try and be Makariv them. But if they're not looking for the truth, to the contrary, they'd rather hear anything but the truth. Because if they hear the truth, they jolly well know they're going to have to change their lifestyle. And they're only coming to be provocative or facetious or just argumentative, then don't waste your time. They're not looking for the truth." We say a pasuk every single day in davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, "Harechev picha va'amaleihu." Open your mouth and I will fill it. In other words, if your mouth is open, it means you're hungry. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then I'll provide the food. But if your mouth is not open, so you're not interested. But if you're not interested, I'm not going to fill it. So this is what our Gemara is saying as well. When they were complimented, shkoyach, for these tremendous chedushim, which are so full of wonderful timing, they answered that, yes, well, that we only shared it with you because we saw that you came honestly and modestly and we're interested in the truth. But how do you come all guns blazing, just looking for a fight, but not at all searching for the truth? Then we never would have shared this chiddush with you in the first place. Okay, a beautiful way to end this zman. Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, we will reconvene in the beginning of next zman. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that Rosh Chodesh is a Friday and a Shabbos, which means that the new zman will begin on that Sunday. I believe it's Yom Aleph. Parashas Lech Lecha, as ever, Bli Neder, I'll send out an email before Shabbos just to remind, and we'll, Miss Hashem, pick up from over here, from where we left off today. But Hashem,